Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast. How was your weekend? Surprisingly for me, I got some work done, which is really weird in general, but the idea of managing to do that when you've got a two-week-old child at home, struth. So, if you fancy it, you could find me on social media. I'm trying to make clips of my little appearance on Times Radio with Alistair Barry, an excellent comedian. Getting to work with him was lovely. Doing some chit-chat and jokes about the news. I think there's some funny stuff in there. There were some laughs, so I can get you that as well. I mean, if I would have made a clip for it for this podcast, but I haven't. So there's no point teasing it now. Maybe tomorrow's. Also, went through the newspapers. Found some stuff to mildly joke about. Did it on radio in London and Essex, and it came out like this. On the show today, the problem is too many news stories. I've got a big pile of news stories. We definitely won't get through them, which makes it very difficult to say what we'll talk about on today's show. I imagine we'll talk about, there's a new story that pits dogs versus partners. Again, it's the third one this year and we're in February. So we'll look at that. The people for the ethical treatment for animals. The people who once complained about me to Ofcom when I was working on a different station. They're in the news, so let's see how generous we are there. Something about pens and energy drinks. You know I love an energy drink, so I might be upset by the news. We'll find out. There's a new story about dogs versus partners. This kind of story comes up all the time. I think the most recent one we noticed was a story that was said people say compliments or that they say I love you to their pets more than their partner. Of course you do, because your pets never wind you up deliberately. Your pets are rarely in a mood when they will start going around the kitchen just going and huffing, and then you're like, oh, I better not say anything for the rest of the day in case I start a row. If my cats did that, they'd be back with the RSPCA. So it's unsurprising that often people pick being nice to animals than being but nice to people, because, you know, people. This one, however, has challenged me. More than half of dog owners would rather cuddle up with their pet than go out on a date. 2 in 5 also reckon that they are more compatible with their pooch than their partner. That's getting borderline worrying, isn't it? Saying nice things to your pet because your partner's a bit of mood, yeah. Wanting to be more physically... Do you know what? You know what? You can see why I'm uncomfortable with that story. More research needed. Just we'll quickly mention this news story. I saw it over the weekend. Kim Jong-un apparently spent over the equivalent of £100,000 on saucy underwear. And I read that news story and I thought, well, looking at him, I'm guessing edible. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about this one. A ban on the sale of energy drinks to under 16 is being considered by the Labour Party. This is Wes Streeting, who said that he's pushing for the crackdown. Look, I agree that under 16s shouldn't have energy drinks. Have you met kids? The last thing they need is more energy. Can we not make it trendy for them to have chamomile tea? Can we not have like valerian made popular by some YouTubers just to take the edge off them a little? Do you know what I mean? It's a good idea. More on that, research needed and all that. However, there is part of me looks at this news story and thinks, it's going to bother me, isn't it? Because there are many shops that won't sell them to under 16s. And all that means is when I go to a self-scan till, it goes, bing, assistance needed. And someone has to walk over and age check me that I'm over 16. You are kidding me. The state of my face, a computer could definitely scan this. The bald head alone should let me walk straight through that security. This story's made me laugh, even though I've clearly read it already, because I prepared the show, but it is so stupid. This brings a smile to my face. I might keep this piece of paper and cheer myself up most mornings with it. Animal charity PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, wants fairground rides to replace horses on carousels with planes, stars and brooms. Do they know they're not real horses? Just the idea of, like, it's terrible what they've done to that thing. Oh, they've shrunk it down and set it in plastic. No, it's not like the House of Wax. It's a fake horse. If anything, you should be happy, Peter, because they're not using a real horse. Surely you're not the people for the responsible ethical treatment of fake animals, are you? But they want, let's have a look. Planes, brooms, and stars. It said that the kids' merry-go-round favourite unintentionally celebrates the exploitation. Thinking, feeling, and affectionate animals. No, it's not thinking, it's not feeling, it's not that affectionate, because it's made of plastic. I know some people have good relationships with some things that are plastic. That's not what we're here to talk about today. But you get my point. People for the ethical treatment of just stick to animals and at least we'll be heading in the right track. We're heading towards Valentine's. Yeah, whoops. But staff at Starbucks are spreading a little love, it says here, ahead of Valentine's Day by writing nice notes and poems on people's cups. Which, reminder, that is Starbucks, not like the Cricket Association. That would have been weird, wouldn't it? But even then, it's weird. I don't really like it when they say, oh, can I have your name? Like, oh, we're not friends. We just serve me the coffee, would you? So now instead of just writing your name on it, they're going to write you a little love note? I don't know, because the way they spell everything wrong, somehow they'll make it very inappropriate and offensive. Actually, no, now I think about it, I will go there. Quick update in news stories that make us think badly of young people, because there are loads of news stories written like this. You know, Generation Z do this, that and the other. Younger generations think they've come up with a better way of serving a Yorkshire pudding with tinned tuna. They are branching out from a traditional roast and dishing them up with fish, baked beans and ketchup, or even jam. Not in the same one. Are you pregnant? If you're sat there going, this Yorkshire pudding's all right, but I'd love it with some tuna and jam. Get yourself down the clinic or something. Do you know what I mean? We are a public service broadcaster right here. And serving it with mustard? What's wrong with you people? A poll found that 10% of 18 to 24-year-olds have their Yorkshire pudding with tuna. Just in case, in case you hadn't thought that the younger generations were doomed. Come. I mean, I've not tried it myself. And we could have done a feature on radio where I bought a Yorkshire pudding and bought some tuna and put it together. But I don't want to do like live throwing up, so not that desperate for the listeners. Speaking of local news, one of our peers has got a bit upset with chocolate. Because there's a thing between Domino's Pizza and Cadbury's chocolate. They've teamed up for some reason, I don't know why. And they've now made a cookie that has an entire cream egg in it. And I don't really see the point, because if you give me the chance of eating that, or a cream egg and a cookie, eh? But, you know, people are silly, aren't they? So they're available from the 12th of Feb to the 8th of April. And my whole thing about Easter is I get fat this time of year. I love me an Easter egg. As soon as Boxing Day happens, Easter eggs are out. And there's no hope of me thinning down until we hit Easter. And on a year when there's a late Easter, I'm struggling. End of March this year. So the fact that they're still selling them to the 18th of April is taking the mickey somewhat. I've got a leap year to contend with as well. That's another day of getting fatter. Come on, Cadbury's and Domino's. Give me a chance. How's your relationship going? We're getting nearer Valentine, so we're doing love news. Loved up Brits apparently have nicknames for their other halves, which are often food-based, including Nugget. Give you called your other half Nugget? Would that... It's not that... attractive, is it? If my other half said that to me, I'd be like, all right, it's cold in it. Snuggle muffin and pumpkin pie. That one I suppose you get away with. Many as 70% of people in relationships said that they have romantic nicknames for their partners, but loads of them are food related. Yeah, it's a difficult line to walk, isn't it? Because if I understand the compliment, you're so good, you're good enough to eat, that well-known phrase. But we don't really mean it, do we? If you said to your partner, you're good enough to eat, they're like, no, stop. You're like, no, seriously, you're good enough to eat. No, stop. No, I would love to cook you. Do you see how there's a line that I crossed in that moment? It's worth writing that down and taking more relationship advice from me, I think. Quick hit on this news story. A ban on hypnotists has been lifted after 42 years so that Robert Temple can perform in Bolton. Yeah, I wonder how he managed to get that going on there. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a ban in Bolton of hypnotists. Is there? Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Don't look around the eyes. Next thing you know, he's allowed to work again. All right, someone needs to call in the authorities. Dancing on Ice news, which I promised to do, and we haven't, and we won't do. Emmerdale star Roxy Shahidi, I don't watch the thing, says that she bought herself padded knickers to protect herself whilst on Dancing on Ice. I bought some as well just to watch the thing. Is that what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm presuming she means falling over on the ice. Although I suppose there is a chance that these days the judges are very, very strict and I've just not watched it. Is that what's happening? Ooh. I suppose this is cost of living update. or shoplifting update or something, but a Tesco store has been putting security pens on things. You get that a lot now, don't you? You see security tags on things you don't expect. But now they've put them on pens that are priced £2.20. Surely it costs more to have the anti-theft device on the thing, doesn't it? But I don't mind them putting the anti-theft device on things. If they'd actually deactivate it when I buy it myself, Scantill. But generally what happens now is you buy coffee, it's got a security tag. Nappies, security tag. Cheese, security tag. And then you go to self-scan, walk through, and they get you get strip searched. Still, you know, one reason to leave the house, I suppose. That'll be the podcast done. I think we did well for not reading out these remaining stories, because they're not great. A story about jammy bosses admit that they only made it to the top due to luck. I'm not really sure what I could have done on that, because yes, of course, you only got... Most bosses have been elevated, promoted to the level of incompetence. But I can't say that out loud in a radio station, can I? Because the boss would fire me. So we didn't. We said it in a podcast. Climbers on Mount Everest now have to take their poos home with them. The people taking dumps on the world's tallest peak have turned it into an open toilet. Apparently it's terrible because if you go up to the top of Mount Everest, there's poo everywhere. And again, I'm not really sure what we could have done with that. I mean, I suppose with the thin air, you take your own mask up there. I don't know. Isn't it so cold that surely as it comes out, it just like freezes set and you just have to break one off like a popsicle, a poopsicle. Is that what it is? I don't know. I'm going to Google it and ruin my own search history. But other than that, you've got everything you need from this podcast, I think. Subscribe and get the one that comes out tomorrow or whenever we do the next one. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.